Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Frank Milner, who's the president of Tudor Doctor, and Ollie Rogers, Tudor Doctor franchisee. And they're going to be talking about the franchisor-franchisee relationship. They'll also explain the business model of Tudor Doctor, its history, and the services it provides to students of all ages throughout North America and abroad. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com. Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. How you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
I'm doing fine, Marty, this morning. How about you?
Good, good. Seems like 5 minutes from our last show, doesn't it? I know it was a week ago, but weeks seem to fly by, don't they?
Time, I'm always amazed at time, how quickly it goes.
It is incredible, especially in the, you know, as you get closer to summer, you know, it's it does fly by. But our last showdown, we met with Christy Atlas, and she is the Vice President of Marketing for I-9 Sports Franchise. And also we had a franchisee. It was always fun shows having the franchisee, Scott Reed. He's from the Woodlands, Texas area, and I-9 Sports for anyone who missed the show, is the world's first and fastest growing youth sports franchise, offering flag football, basketball, soccer, cheerleading, and other sports for kids ages 4 to 14. So that's a pretty big market. I thought it was a great show. What were your thoughts on last week?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously from last week, I mean, I love sports, and I really love the franchise. I mean, what a positive influence they have in communities around the U.S. Well, I think they have over 200,000 members.
Right.
Part of the, you know, the sports, and I guess and that's over 700 communities. I mean, that's a positive influence on a lot of towns around the U.S., and it's great for kids just to learn teamwork and get out and exercise. I like their whole motto about it's not all about winning and losing. It's just about having fun.
Yeah, it was funny. I was thinking a lot since last week's show, you know, just thinking back. I was telling you the story, you know, when I was a kid, you know, starting off playing baseball. I mean, all the pressure on a 7 or 8 year old, you know. I said, God, I mean, 7, 8 years old, you shouldn't be thinking about things like that.
Right.
Sports is really supposed to be about having fun. You know, I mean, yeah, when you get to high school, I know you played a lot of high school sports, you know, then you, of course you do take it a little more serious. You know, you're thinking about scholarships and things like that. But I really think at 7 years old, and I know your kids are approaching that magic age, you know, that they really shouldn't be stressed about making a touchdown, right, or scoring a goal or striking out in the ninth inning. I mean, it should really be about having fun. So it does. It makes a lot of sense. I think that this is one of those feel-good franchises as well, too. You know what I mean? There are businesses that you can get into where at the end of the day you say, wow, I really did something great. You know, I made a difference, you know. And so it is. It's one of those feel-good franchise opportunities. It's a home-based business, which, you know, you and I are both fans of, you know, to keep the overhead low, which I think is great. Scott was mentioning that, you know, the amount of calls that come in sometimes is kind of interesting. Day and night, you know, weekends, sometimes holidays. And I think what I-9 is doing is, like Christy was mentioning, is that they're kind of changing where they're having a call center, you know, and I think the call center is going to be doing a lot of those things for the franchisees going forward, you know.
Right, free up some time to concentrate on just
other
aspects of the business,
Right, sales, marketing, it's really just getting out there, isn't it? You know, you say, well, what kind of person would be ideal for this franchise? And it's really somebody, you know, I'm always amazed at how it goes back to interpersonal skills, you know.
Right.
You don't have to be a big sports fanatic to do well with this type of franchise system.
It's about running a business. It's like other types of franchises. Mm-hmm. You might not want to clean carpet or certain types of services, but you're managing the business. You're building it, finding employees, having them do the work. It's kind of like this, too. It just so happens that Scott likes sports. I think grew up playing. I think he was a golfer, but he had a lot of passion. Christy knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're definitely going in the right direction.
Yeah, it was, and it looks like they're going to go international as well. It looks like that's happening soon, too, you know. So, I mean, the growth has been pretty quick with these guys. They're not trying to get too big too fast, you know. I mean, she did say that, you know, they're cautious of that as well. You know, there have been some horror stories of some franchises getting too big too fast. I think Wendy's was actually one of those examples at one time.
Well, I see it all the time in financing. What's interesting about Scott is he spent 9 months looking for a franchise. He really did his due diligence.
Yeah, and that's the ultimate scenario. You know, a lot of times people ask us, you know, they'll say, you know, how long does it take to buy a franchise? You know, and I say it takes a pretty long time. You know, I mean, one of the things, you want to go back to our great quotes in franchising, and I don't remember who said it, but it was someone in the last 6 months. They said, you know what, you want to date a little, you know, before you get married, because we compare this to a marriage, not to diminish the, you know, sanctity of marriage, but it really
that's one of our top quotes. You don't know who said that?
I should know, right? I thought it was brilliant, though. You know, it's one of those things that I wish I said, you know, because I've used it. I was making a presentation in Jersey City. It was about 3-4 months ago, and I said that to the audience. I said, you know, one of the things you want to do is date a little, you know, when you're looking to buy a franchise. And see, everyone's eyes lit up, and I said, wow, that's brilliant. You know, unfortunately, it wasn't my quote, but, that was great, though, you know. So, yeah, it was a great show. Love to have them back next year, you know, as they continue to grow, and I suspect they are going to grow exponentially, you know. So, so it was a great show. And I know we have another interesting show today, pretty similar to last week, right?
It's kind of – well, I like how we're having I think we should definitely do more of these type of shows. But Frank Milner, president of Tutor Doctor, and Ollie Rogers.
Right, and I think about that, yes. But it's You know, and it's funny how, you know, you and I have been talking about that, you know, last week's show where, you know, we've done these types of shows before, having the franchisor or franchisee on at the same time. And it's always a great mix, isn't it, you know, to,
right.
you know, get both perspectives. Because one of the things, you know, and they're going to be talking about it today, Frank and Ollie, franchising is really a relationship, isn't it? You know, I mean, it's a relationship. It's based on trust, and all those things are critical elements to having a successful franchise. So I'm glad. And you could see the last week's show, the relationship between the
right.
franchisee and franchisor is really so important, and that's why.
It seems like they were the best of friends.
They did seem like they were good friends, didn't they? You know,
yeah.
there's a chemistry there. You know, and that's what you want. You know, I mean, again, you have 3,000 different choices today, you know,
right.
and that's why you want to date a little. You know, you don't want to just, you know, pick the first franchise opportunity that pops out in front of your face. You know, you want to research because there is a perfect match out there for you, you know.
Right.
So yeah, they'll be talking about the whole relationship thing
and it's important to use a consultant, a specialist with all those franchises out there. You know, save time. Time is money. Speak to someone who's a specialist in the industry to make you consider and look at opportunities and franchises that you might not have otherwise thought of but might be the perfect fit for you.
That's a good point. You know, I mean, again, you don't know. You know, I mean, one of the things, you know, I think that the franchise consultant does, you know, is help you take an assessment, you know, as far as, you know, what do you want the franchise to do for you? You know, everyone buys a franchise for a particular reason. If you want to spend weekends with your wife and kids, well, I-9 might not be the best opportunity for you, would it? Because, you know, again, your weekends are pretty much spent on the sports
organizing
field, right?
The league.
Exactly,
yeah.
You know, so that may not be the best fit, you know, but again, there's a lot of people out there that are a perfect match for that type of opportunity. So that's, I think, the first question, you know, is and that's where the
right.
consultant really comes in and kind of you go deep inside, you know, like a psychologist, you know, and you say, okay, what do you want? What do you want it to do for you? You know, not because, go back to Carol Mercurio when she had that great quote, you know, how many people want to buy a Dunkin' Donuts because they like the donuts and the
right.
coffee? She says, you know, you could just buy, you know, coffee and donuts for a couple bucks and, you know, buy a whole franchise. You
yeah.
know, I just thought that was very brilliant, you know. So, yeah, a lot of soul searching in the whole process, you know. So, absolutely. So, yeah, it should be a great show today. I'm looking forward to that. And we haven't had this type of franchise on the show before, have we?
No.
Last week was a new one for our library, and I think I would say this one is too, isn't it? Again, we're at show number, I think it's 125, 126.
Yeah.
Could even be more. But, yeah, we've had a lot of different categories on the show, and I don't think we've had this category.
And we have some upcoming shows, pretty interesting, right?
We do. We have some interesting shows coming up. We have, is it John Rick next week?
Spa franchise, right? John Rando, great guy.
Right. And I'm going to have to go look at the schedule. I should know. It's out of control sometimes. you know, we got a full lineup for the summer. So, yeah, it should be interesting. And I know that you've been reading newspapers all week. What is it, like 200 newspapers? So
scouring the
interesting stories, yeah.
Media,
scouring the planet.
Nationwide.
Exactly.
Here's something the USA Today, Marty, by Bruce Horowitz. Restaurants cross lines as they struggle through recession.
Mm-hmm.
The recession is jolting the restaurant industry. Obviously, we all know about that. To concoct who to think it products that are redefining what even the industry's biggest brands stand for. Never mind that KFC's middle name is fried, as in Kentucky Fried Chicken. Its biggest campaign of 09 is to sell what it calls unfried or grilled chicken. Pizza Hut, whose first name is pizza, is pushing pasta like there's no tomorrow, home delivered no less. McDonald's, the world's biggest fast food chain, is in the midst of rolling out a line of designer coffees, even as Starbucks is peddling value meals. It gets crazier.
Wow.
Domino's is delivering subs and pasta-stuffed bread bowls. Boston Market, the rotisserie chicken king, is pitching crispy chicken. Arby's, the anti-burger chain, is hyping roast burgers. Cheesecake Factory, known for its gigantic servings, is offering small meals. Even Morton's, the pricey prime steakhouse, has $5 burgers at the bar.
Wow, isn't that cool? I mean, that's,
yeah.
that's what I love about segment one. You know, I mean, it's so informative.
I practiced that all night going... Going through those sentences, I
and that flowed nicely as you did that.
Yeah.
But it was, but no, it's really that's incredible. you know, all the changes that take place. You know, you've mentioned some pretty big name franchises there. You know,
yeah. This is a defining moment for the industry, says Hudson Riley, research chief at the National Restaurant Association. The financial crisis has brought with it a redefining of boundaries. The fallout looks or tastes surreal. Many of the food innovations appear to be the opposite of some chain's founding principles and carefully honed brand image. Could sushi be at Taco Bell next?
Well, impossible, right? I mean, who knows, you know, what the future is going to bring. I mean, somebody's going to do it, right? I mean,
right.
And this is, you know, the wonderful thing about competition. I think this whole, I don't know if you frequent Subway often, but, you know, I do. I think that $5 campaign for like a 12-inch sub,
right,
1 foot long, is doing very well. So it
seems
like
a great value.
Everyone seems to like jumping on this bandwagon with the $5 thing, you know, and that's the benefit of competition. And the franchisor knows what they're doing, don't they, Don? I mean, again, they've done their homework on this. I mean, the advantage is that, you know, if you own, like, let's say, Don's Pizzeria, you don't have to do that market research yourself. You know, you have somebody doing it for you. Some of the best market researchers in the world. I mean, you say KFC, I imagine that Yum! Brands probably has the best of the best in the country, you know, when it comes to things like that. They know exactly what they're doing. I mean, they really have it down to a science, you know. And, again, one of the hundreds, if not thousands, of benefits of going into a franchising. And, again, I'll say at every show, it's not for everybody. It doesn't work for everybody. But if you are a match for franchising, I mean, there are tremendous benefits to going into it. So that's fantastic.
And this article finishes up, Marty. The industry has never faced a period of stress like this, says Alan Hickok, a veteran restaurant industry consultant. There's never been anything this deep. As a result, the big chains are spinning out new products about as fast as any time in the industry's history. There are innovations and there are spinovations. Says Russell Wan, and maybe another quote for us there. Marketing chief at Domino's, when you're trying to grow a category, you need to bring in innovations. And this out of the Knoxville News Sentinel, franchises can provide rewards and risks, by Carrie Harrington. John Greenway knew the pharmaceutical industry was undergoing major changes, but he never expected to lose his job. I had moved up the ranks. I was very successful and had the sales numbers to back me up, he says. After 18 years with West Pharmaceuticals, Greenway was given the pink slip last March. Though he had job offers from other pharmaceutical companies, Greenway decided to buy a franchise. A franchise can provide hopeful entrepreneurs with a ready-made business, says Max Jones of the Entrepreneur Source, which provides coaching and consulting services. The business plan is already done for you, and you open it with the support of the franchisor, which lets you be in business for yourself but not by yourself. So it's not so scary because you have somebody holding on to you and helping you make your business successful, because they don't make money unless you make money, Jones says.
Right.
It goes on and says about 6,000 franchises exist. I think they made a mistake here. Only about 3,000.
Yeah, they're not listening to our show, are they?
Yeah. Got to figure out what's going on with that. And startup costs typically range between $50,000 and $100,000. Costs typically... you know, I mean, I think the average cost of a franchise is a little higher, but many opportunities fall in that range. Greenway considered a number of franchise options, including a specialty packaging company, a painting business, and home health care. Ultimately, he decided to sign with ServPro, a fire and water cleanup and restoration franchise. It seemed really foreign to me, the thought of opening my own business. I knew I wasn't smart enough to make it on my own, Greenway says. The money I spent wasn't for the equipment or the manuals, I was buying their system. And what he says there, Marty, is just so common. People nationwide, they just, you know, there's that hesitancy and fear of opening a business. People don't think they're smart enough, or because it's a new career and business, you know, there's nervousness there. And you know, obviously that's what's great about franchising. You know, you have all that done for you. But make sure you buy the right franchise. Larry Rossini, executive director of the Tennessee Small Business Development Center, said a franchise can provide knowledge, experience, brand recognition, but he wouldn't recommend a franchise to everyone. You have to ask, what does the franchise do for me that I can't do myself? If there are answers, then maybe you should consider it, Rossini said. A franchise can teach you and show you how to do something that is proven to be successful.
Did I just say that like 10 minutes earlier?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I tied in this article. That's why I rushed to it and didn't want to get your comment on the last article.
I said 10 minutes ago, go back to the playback. I said, what do you want this franchise to do for you? You know, and again, I didn't even see your article today. So,
yeah.
Interesting.
when Bruce Smythe came across a prepare-it-yourself yogurt concept in California called Menchie's Frozen Yogurt. It's another one I've never heard of. Been in the business over 10 years. I hear new franchises every week. He then began researching the franchise. The former Image Point president and COO considered going on his own to open something similar, but that's another layer of work, he says. These guys already have the contacts. It comes prepackaged. You still have the risk and the reward. While there are certain restrictions, Smythe says they're minor. Whether it's successful is up to me and my team. It's still as close as owning your own business. There's no board or senior team. I have to report just to the customer, Smythe says. Franchises aren't a get-rich scheme, Jones says. Owners have to work at it to make it profitable, though there will be a system in place. You need to go into a business that's going to make sense for you, your lifestyle, and how you can do it, Jones says, and it's going to be successful.
Wow, I love all those nice segues, Don, into, you know, I mean, if you remember a couple of weeks ago when we had Dr. Needham on the show, he said the same thing, didn't he?
Right.
He said there's no get-rich-quick schemes, you know, so it
right.
sounds like they were listening to our show. And but, yeah, no, I mean, it is so true. I mean, especially the first year. I mean, you say it quite frequently, you know, about the amount of work you have to put in,
right.
especially the first year, you know, and you may not make a lot of money that first year, but
there's
the
just simply no shortcuts. It's just the way it is. Do some people get lucky doing a franchise or non-franchise?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it happens, but it's very rare.
Absolutely.
Here's something, Marty. The worst is over. Hotel industry hits rock bottom. At the NYU Investment Conference, I tie in college here because you're with all your degrees and all your education and everything. At the NYU Investment Conference, a clear consensus has arrived that the industry has bottomed out and recovery is on the way. This was dated May, June 1st. Glenn Houseman wrote the article. Though it doesn't look as if the industry is ready to rejoice just yet, it does appear one thing is clear. The worst is over, and the news couldn't come any quicker for the beleaguered crowd attending the conference. Part reality and part psychology, the attendees here are exhibiting a lot less of the sad sack attitude that permeated the America's Lodging Investment Conference this past January. For example, take what Stephen Joyce, president and CEO of Choice Hotels International, which is a huge franchise company with a bunch of hotel brands under their name, said in regard to how consumers are feeling these days and its potential effect on franchise hotels being able to fill rooms. We are seeing a somewhat beginning of a rally of consumer confidence, and we are forecasting to grow through the remainder of the year. There has been a stabilization of decline, and people are getting more confident the world is not ending. So people are saying that they want to travel. Chris Nassetta, president and CEO of Hilton Hotels Corp, agreed the worst of this is behind us. I don't want to be Pollyanna because there are a lot of structural issues to take care of, but we are on our way and we see some signs of life with consumers, and there are slow signs of capital markets starting to thaw a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's true, me being in the business,
right.
we see lending getting a little better, a little more aggressive. As more capital becomes available, we'll see more confidence in those segments.
Mm-hmm.
But this article is interesting, and here's a you know a major industry at a big conference seeing things possibly, you know, heading up.
Well, it's good to hear, you know, some positive things. You know, I mean, again, you know, a lot of times I know sometimes you probably end up a little depressed going through all the sources that you're going through, you know, and it's talking about
right.
the doom and gloom, but it doesn't always apply to franchising. I mean, the one thing that I love about our show is, you know, when we have our guests on, I mean, they talk about, you know, a lot of them talk about how well they're actually doing, you know, despite all the negative press that's going on, you know.
Right.
So, I think it's great to bring to our listeners' attention. So, good job in segment one again, Don.
Thanks.
You have some more reading to do for next week.
I'm going to start tonight. Start tonight.
And we'll be right back with more Franchise Interview.
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we've got a great show today. We're meeting with Frank Milner, who's the president of Tutor Doctor, and also Ollie Rogers, who's a Tutor Doctor franchisee, and they're going to be talking about the franchisor-franchisee relationship, and they're also going to explain the business model of Tutor Doctor. Hey, Frank and Ollie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Guys, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, and I know Don, you wanted to say hello.
Hi, Frank and Ollie. Appreciate you coming on the show. Like Marty said, we're excited to hear all about the franchise.
Fantastic. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. Frank, I guess I'll start with you. Where are you guys calling from today? I know it seems like it's two different locations.
Yes. I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Oh, nice.
And Ollie is at the other end of the spectrum, on the western side of the country, calling from Calgary, Alberta.
Oh, wonderful. Beautiful
wow.
Part of the world. Yeah. And how's the weather there today? I guess it's warming up a bit?
Finally. Finally.
Oh, that's fantastic. Frank, I guess I'll start with you. What were you doing before joining Tutor Doctors?
I was in the franchising world. I was an executive with an organization called WSI, Big Franchising System.
Yeah.
I was the vice president of channel development.
Oh, wow. We had them on our show, Don. Was it? It was probably about 2.5 years ago. I think we had Ron MacArthur
on
the show.
Oh, absolutely.
It was
Ron
incredible.
Well.
Yeah, wonderful speaker. Yeah, it was just,
yes.
It was just incredible. So that's
yes,
fantastic.
Very much so.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think that was one of our first 10 shows, Marty. It was,
yeah, it was, and he was incredible, yeah. It was a great show.
And Ollie, how about yourself? What was your background before becoming a Tudor Doctor franchisee?
Well, I've been in business for 30, 40 years.
Wow.
My last franchise was Grower Direct, so I had a franchise before this.
Oh,
and, you know, really enjoyed the system.
That's fantastic.
Okay, so you knew, you know, so you had a background in business and franchise ownership, so it seemed like it was a little easier transition for you.
That's correct, yeah. There wasn't any surprises.
Frank, tell us about the history of Tudor Doctor, please, and when you began franchising.
Well, the company was started back in 2000. It was started by a gentleman by the name of John Huey, who founded it.
Okay.
You know, he built up a very successful tutoring business right here in Toronto, prior to starting Tudor Doctor, he actually owned a number of different learning centers. And he just felt that he could provide a higher value service and make more money for the business by sending the tutors to the home to work with families rather than having the students come to his learning center.
Right.
And he did that very successfully for a number of years, built a very big tutoring business, and then decided to start franchising as, you know, his growth strategy because he realized that he had a system that he could teach to others in terms of how he was doing it. He started franchising around 2003, 2004, and after doing that for a period of time, John came to realize, to his credit, that running a franchise system is very different from running a tutoring business. You know, after doing that for a period of time, he recognized that he needed some help and he needed some expertise in the area specifically of building a franchise system. And that's when he began looking for partners in the business to come in and help him really grow the business to where it ought to be, to its potential. My group acquired the business in December of 2007. We've been running it for the last year and a half or so, and it's just been an outstanding journey to this point, recognizing that it's just the beginning, but it's been a lot of fun, and have experienced some really tremendous growth by bringing great franchisees like Ollie on board to really help us fuel the growth. So we're up to approximately 50 franchise units in Canada, the United States, and we recently opened up the UK market as well.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Wow, what a great service.
Great,
it's such a needed service, helping children, and making it convenient, going to their home. It ties in service, franchising, education, and, you know, it's just great.
Absolutely. It's really meaningful work, and you know, I think that's one of the reasons why Ollie has done so well in the business, because she brings with her that characteristic of, you know, really wanting to make a difference in the lives of others, and that's incredibly powerful. You know, I'll take that characteristic over, experience or sales skills or marketing skills. I'll take that over any other single characteristic any day of the week, because that's really where we see the biggest result in our business. Our franchisees just being really passionate about making a difference, about helping these families and helping these kids specifically, it really translates into tremendous results for them.
Yeah, very well said, yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And Ollie, you knew franchising was for you, which is I think the difficult part for a lot of like aspiring entrepreneurs. There's so many systems to choose from. Why did you choose to become a Tudor Doctor franchisee?
Well, when I sold my other franchise, we took a little bit of time off, and then I was looking for something else, and this happened to fall in my lap, and it's quite a long story, but I sure didn't get involved looking for this particular one. But when it came to me, I did a lot of research, a lot of sharing with the people I was talking to, and just could not say no to it. As I work with the people that were involved in hiring me, I just sort of, the whole system, I was so taken with it, and the fact that I was going to be helping children and doing something at this stage of my life that meant a lot to me and the people I work with, I just couldn't say no when the time came, so what's the next step? So it went from there. It just, when looking for something, I think it was the right match. I think it was meant to be, really.
Yeah, that's
And it's just a coincidence, both based in Canada, sounds like.
Yes. That's right, yes.
That's fantastic. And Frank, how do you describe the Tutor Doctor franchise system when, I guess, an aspiring entrepreneur asks you, like if you were at a franchise sale and they come up and they typical question, what do you guys do? What's usually the response?
My typical response is we help kids, we help students, and we help families.
Mm.
And I really relate to them my own personal experience, which is, the fact that I've got two young kids, one of which is extremely bright and independent and can just kind of get things done. It comes really easy to him, scholastically I'm talking about. My little girl, on the other hand, has a much greater challenge with her education. She wants to get good grades, but it does not come easy. And, we actually coined the term in our household, math meltdowns, because they were such a frequent occurrence. Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is, when we experienced those math meltdowns as a family, it really impacted the whole family from a stress perspective and a frustration perspective. What we do at Tutor Doctor is we take all that pressure, all that stress, all that anxiety and frustration off of the family's shoulders, mm-hmm. and we put it on our shoulders because, as I tell people that story, it's a very common story that is going on literally in millions of households across America today. So people they get it. They get that what the challenge is. The school systems are struggling, and they need the help of parents. Unfortunately, parents aren't really equipped to provide the help and support necessary, and that's why a service like ours is so valuable to the school system, but to the families more so. And we take a very holistic approach to providing the service.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful.
That's something I'm a little nervous about, Frank and Ali. I have twins 5 years old, so in a couple of years, family's going to have to deal with the homework situation. My sister and her family live in town. She has three girls between 7 and 10, and it's just a lot of stress on the parents.
No question about it.
And
Don, we can help you with that.
Great.
For sure.
I was just going to say it's interesting how, because every child is different, of course, so really Tutor Doctor is really, it sounds like, really custom designing a program per child to what their needs are.
Yes, very much so, in that the tutoring service is very much focused on their needs, their challenges, their homework, their test prep, etc. So very much customized, very different from what you typically find in a learning center, because in a learning center, typically you have a 3-to-1 student-to-tutor ratio.
Yeah.
And when you're in that kind of environment, you've got to use common curriculum. You can't use a customized approach because you've got a limited amount of time, typically an hour, to tutor three kids. Very challenging to do so. Whereas because it's one-on-one, we're able to really customize and focus in on their challenges.
Great. Tell us a little bit, Frank, how the role of technology has helped your business. I'm sure that's been a big plus.
Well, actually, this is something that would be great for Ollie to speak about, because right now, they're actually very active in getting a bunch of your tutors, Ollie, correct me if I'm wrong, trained on our e-tutoring platform, which is a virtual classroom that we've created where a student and a tutor can meet in this virtual classroom. We call it eTutorDoctor.com. and have a really great tutoring session take place. It's got a whiteboard functionality. You can upload documents. You can share documents. You can manipulate those documents. There's ongoing chat and webcams that allow franchisees, as well as, obviously they're communicating across telephone or VoIP lines at the same time. But a really great tutoring session can take place across geography. And, I'd like to hear from Ollie, because I know this is a project that her and her husband, Alan, are working on right now.
Yes, Frank, we actually had our first training on it yesterday morning, and what we did is set up about five or more of our tutors that we have signed up, and they're too far from where our children are in most cases, and there's a lot of traveling in Alberta. So what we did is set them up and had our head office there come online, and they had an hour training. And it was fantastic. It was so funny to watch some of the tutors, because they were making little faces and pictures of people on there and knew, because the technology they're right into, and they knew exactly what was happening. And, they asked questions, and now they're going to have a 12-hour session that they can go on and work with it and train. And we weren't off of the session when some of them called and they said, "This is just great. When can we start?" So it's going to put us on our toes to get some people for them,
Yeah.
But I think it's fantastic, because we've, over the last year, have had real problem getting good tutors in the areas that we want to put them in and for the subjects that our students require. And when we find one, they're so far away, so this will match them up with the student in their homes. And, it's not the number one, but it's definitely going to be a secondary way of tutoring these people that are still in the homes on a one-to-one basis. And, I mean, we're excited about that possibility. That's going to take a lot of stress out of our life and, in finding and matching the tutors and putting them in the homes. So, yes, Frank, it went very well, and, we're excited about it.
Yeah, you must be loving this, Marty.
I'm enjoying every part of it. I'm an online instructor, Frank and Ollie, for Kaplan University, thinking the whole thing of just, I can see how this thing could work also online, and it will, by the way, because
absolutely.
Kaplan University is so successful. I mean, the growth that has taken place in our university has just been exponential. So, as you guys were talking, I was just, looking at dollar signs saying, wow, this is going to be huge. So,
absolutely.
That's fantastic. That's incredible.
Yeah, and then the market needs to mature a little bit, but we see that as a tremendous, tremendous future opportunity.
That's wonderful.
Frank, any numbers or statistics on how big the industry is in tutoring?
The industry is about a $4 billion industry. It's experienced, double-digit growth over the last number of years. And it really does continue to grow. And the fact of the matter is that, this is education is a big issue for just about every parent out there. It's something that they really care about. So, they want to be having the conversation with us, and that's what's kind of most exciting. It's not we're not heavily sales focused, because quite frankly, parents are already sold. I mean, and I don't know specifically what Ollie's conversion ratio is when she is sitting down with the family and taking them through a consultation, but I can tell you, let me take a guess at a number, and then Ollie can tell us her actual number, but I would suspect that Ollie, knowing her results, when she's sitting down with her family, taking them through our seven-step consultation process, is converting probably 9 out of 10.
Oh, yes, Frank. Since Christmas, I actually have had about one or two that I haven't come home with, and it's only because of the money. It's not because they don't want to.
Right.
And it's because they will phone us, and they say, "We got your name, and we are so thankful." I mean, that's how they react when they phone us. They get our name from some of the advertising we put out and so on, and they just. And then I've had some this last couple of weeks that said, "I wish you'd been here, had been here long ago." She said, "I've been trying to find this kind of thing for so long."
That's an incredible statistic in sales, hitting at 90%.
It's amazing.
Unheard of, yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, if I had 90%,
unheard of, yeah.
If I had 90% of my franchise financing business, I probably would have retired a couple of years ago. Doing the show yourself, Mark.
Exactly.
So, you know, so really, Frank, this is, I mean, it's really a recession-resistant business. I mean, what parent, and you know, the money can be an issue, but really, this is something every parent is going to want to, it's a must for their children, of course.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, the fact is parents, they find the money, and this, you know, it's a high priority for folks out there. You know, they
right.
They'll give up a lot of other things before they'll give up on education for their children, and it's amazing. And you know, we've seen some enrollments, student enrollments, come in some really low income, economically challenged areas, and you know, it's just amazing how. As I said, folks will just find the money. And,
right.
you know, the reality is despite all the doom and gloom you hear about every time you turn on the television or pick up a newspaper these days, you know, Tudor Doctor and our franchisees continue to perform at a really high standard. You know, I think it's Ollie, actually, as I'm telling this story, it's coming to me. Oh, this is Ollie. She holds the record for the biggest single household sale where she enrolled, I think if my memory serves me right, three kids from one family into a year-long tutoring program. One household, the revenue for that family was over $9,000. You know, I was watching a television interview recently, and Ian Portsmouth, who's the editor of Profit Magazine, was saying that, you know, there are a number of businesses out there that really thrive while everyone else is struggling to survive. And he talks about the education industry being one of the rare bright lights in a what he referred to as a steadily dimming market. You know, I think it's for the reasons that we've just spoke about. Education is just, you know, we naturally, as parents, want our kids to have better lives than we ourselves had, no matter what. So I think it's those things that are really kind of fueling the growth and helping us to continue to perform at that very high standard.
That's fantastic. Well said. Frank and Ollie, we have to take a quick break. Can you guys stick around for another segment?
Would love to.
That's fantastic. We'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com. Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, you've come to the right place. We have a great show, as we were saying earlier today, Don. We're meeting with Frank Milner, who's the president of Tudor Doctor, and Ollie Rogers, who is a Tudor Doctor franchisee. And, Frank, next question is for you. What types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees? You mentioned, you hinted a little earlier at some of them, but anything else in addition?
Well, you know, I just, there's some must-haves and then there's some nice-to-haves.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, in my mind, the must-haves are, you know, exactly what we discussed earlier, this, you know, desire to make a difference is right there on top of the list, you know, wanting to engage in meaningful work and help people, etc. Number one characteristic that I look for, no question about it. In addition to that, you know, I look for folks who are willing to get involved in their community. They've got a strong community orientation. They're willing to network in the community. And as I said, just really get involved.
Right.
All of that wrapped in an individual who brings, you know, some good, strong people skills to the table. Because this is a people business, and we're interacting with people all day, every day. I mean, that's really what we do, whether it's, you know, informing strategic alliances or marketing partnerships or working with fellow franchisees or working with families and working with students or working with tutors. It's very much a people-oriented business. So those people skills are also very important. Those are what I look for in terms of the must-haves. The nice-to-haves, some management experience, some business experience, sales and marketing experience is a nice-to-have. Those things, certainly we can teach you everything you need to know around those particular dimensions, but a little added bonus if you bring some of that experience with you can shorten the learning curve up a little bit. But most important in our business are really the soft skills. That's what's critical.
Right. That's great. And Ollie, what was the franchise? What was the training like for you as you became a new franchisee?
Well, we went to train in Ontario last summer, and it was a week of training, and personally, we were very impressed. And you know, when I started into this type of franchise, I had no idea of what I was getting into other than I knew what I was going to do, but different type of situation from insurance or flowers, so it just a whole new ball game. And the head office people that did the training, it was just fantastic. I mean, there wasn't anything left undone. We just couldn't put enough hours in during the day. We did go on some in-house interviews during our training, and we did some had some really successful sales there, and all around. And then the ongoing thing was very important. When we came back to Calgary to set up, every week we have a conference call with the people and the head office and our groups. And I think that's just invaluable, you know, because you get to mingle with all the franchisees and get all their input, their opinions, their ideas. And it just, if it doesn't work for one, it'll work for another, and it just gave us so much encouragement. No, I just think they have a great system set up for us franchisees that are starting in the business. And whatever, anything we need and want, we can call, and they're there for us. And they gave us great tools to work with, to go into our homes for our assessments, and they trained us for that segment. And no, I can't say enough about the way the system is set up and how well they have done. And just beginning, we were on the growing pains there, and still are, really, but they've sure done a fantastic job.
So it really helped you out, Ollie, starting in. I probably started off with a lot of confidence and probably learned more than you thought you were in training. So, you know, it really gave you the skills and confidence starting out.
It really did. You know, you start off not knowing a thing, and then all of a sudden, 3 months later, 2 months later, you sort of say, I can't believe that I'm into this. And,
right.
You know as much as I do. So, yes, it's great.
So tell us about a typical day. You know, what happens during a day in the life of a Tudor Doctor franchisee?
Well, in the mornings, when we get going in the morning, there's lots of emails to do. There's lots of phone calls. You can't get a hold of a lot of the parents because they're working, but you work with the tutors because we have to set up a roster of tutors. And they have them available when we hire, when we enroll our students. And then so we're contacting them. We go out to different locations for marketing and set up, you know, booths in different areas. We've been at a lot of different booths this year, like in the women's show where there's, you know, 10,000 people coming through. We set up a booth. We go to the malls. We set up a booth there and just talk with the people when they come through, and then we do surveys during those times, and then we take those surveys when we're finished that weekend or what day, whatever we're doing, and then we contact those people. We talk to them enough at the shows that we know they want us to call, or they put down, please call, this type of thing, and then set up appointments for the next day, for the next week. Not a lot of appointments during the day. The appointments with our students started before in the afternoon, but that gives us the day to do our other work. And we
right.
went to a Lilac Festival here in Calgary on last Saturday on the weekend. I'll mention it because it was like 120,000 people plus. It was just unbelievable. It was so exciting, and there were so many people we got to talk to, so much exposure. And there's never a dull moment. There's always something to do. You meet people.
Right.
You get out and go to the associations. You go to the universities. We set up a booth at the university to pick up good tutors last spring, and it gave us a real good variety of tutors. And we go to the schools. We talk with the people at the schools. We've gotten to be able to put our brochures in there, and I've had some really good calls come out of that from the school where I've got two children ongoing, like they did 25 hours each last month,
right.
So of study, you know. So those are very good referrals, you know, when you get it from the school.
Well, you're definitely working hard. Just like Frank said, it's you know, you have to get out in the community. It's a people type of business, and you're certainly doing all that. Do you think you'll break your own record, Ollie, soon?
Oh, I don't, you know, I just keep doing it, and then it shows up, you know. The nice thing I see about all this right now is so many of my people are renewing, and some of them want to go all summer, but some are going to sign up come September. Like, you just think when you're going to enroll, they only may be enrolled for 6 months and that, but this is ongoing. So you start off with a six-month program, you could end up with to whatever year program, you know, because
right.
they like what they see, they're enjoying it. Sometimes you have to change the tutors along the way because they can't stay with that one person that long, but they don't seem to mind that a change sometimes is good too. So, you know, it's not just a renewal and then they walk away. They stay with you, and I'm finding that right now is where I'm getting lots of renewals, and also a lot of the people are referring lots of people to us. So I've got referrals to come up, you know, this September. Come sign me up. They want me to sign them up before they go away in the summer so that they're ready to roll come September 1. So, you know, it just snowballs. And yes, I was saying to Alan just the other day, you know, with these renewals that we're renewing, and then we get all the new people come the fall that didn't know us, it's going to keep us pretty busy. So I'm right now in the process of looking for a new EC and also someone to work in the office with me so that I can get out more and do the things that I do
right.
best. It's not in the office. It's out in the field.
It sounds like that's a number one or top reason to be successful owning a Tudor Doctor franchise, just getting out there, speaking to people, and obviously following the franchise system.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true, because the more you get out and talk to people, the more, you know, and it's such an easy, I don't call it a sale,
mm-hmm.
it's enrollment.
Right.
You know, and it happens pretty easily.
Right. What advice would you give, Frank, to an aspiring entrepreneur looking to buy a franchise?
You know, just make sure that, you know, you've got you've got the right fit, because for me, you know, that's one thing that we work very hard at in our selection process is to find franchisees that are just a really great fit for the business. If the fit is right, we can do amazing, incredible things together, like you're hearing with Ollie. If the fit's not quite right, that just leads to challenges down the road, and
right.
you know, everyone just as soon avoid that. So, you know, do your homework, make sure that the fit's right, ask your questions, and be really open about what it is that you're looking for, because you know there's something for everybody out there, no question about it, and. You know, we've got a very significant vision at Tudor Doctor, and our vision's literally to become the giant of the supplemental education industry. We can only do that if we attract folks to our business who are a really great fit for us, and we're a great fit for them. Together, we can do incredible things, as I said. So that would be my number one piece of advice.
That's great. Frank and Ollie, we have about 60 seconds. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a Tudor Doctor franchisee?
They can go to our website at tutordoctor.com, or they can call us toll-free at 1-877-9-TUTOR-9. 1-877-988-8679.
That's great. We'll post that information up on our show page as well. And I want to thank both of you, Frank and Ollie. You've been incredible guests, and I'd love to have you guys back in the near future.
We'd love to be back. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank. Thank
job.
You, Ollie. Great
Lots
job.
Good work. Thanks, guys,
Ollie.
For coming on. Bye-bye.
Great
content,
huh, Don?
Yeah, you know.
Very interesting. You know, I can't talk
I'm 100% sold on this type of service and franchise. I mean, I knew you were getting all excited when...
if you wonder where I was in the background, I was taking notes. You know, I mean, again, think of the close percentage, you know, that 90%. You know, again, you don't have to have a strong sales background with this type of franchise, do you?
Right.
You know,
no.
So
I don't think so.
Great show. And again, you know, you hope you don't need a tutor in the future, but you know what? If you do, it's nice to know that, you know, this service is available, you know, and I mean, this is something that I wouldn't not do for, you know, because, you know, if you didn't have the money to do it, you know, it's just so
right.
important, you know. So great job, Don. And
thank you.
We got a good show next week. And,
we have John Rando, right? We have John Ricks coming up next week.
That's right. You know?
Good.
So our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, franchisefunding.net, and gofranchise.com. And we'll see everybody next week.
Have a great day, Marty.
Thanks, Don. Take care.